The animals my father kept were many and varied. It was exactly as they say, a mixed farm, and there was quite a lot of arable, and it was mixed arable land. Some of it was more heavy clay. It was nearly all heavy clay, and I have little memories of my dad being very clever on how to control the land in those days. It was what you call little, I can't remember the exact name of it, but a lot of it was little raisin falls. Now there's various ideas going back many hundreds of years. It was landed, it was called landed, and some people said this land was wavy and landed. It was hills and holes in rows. Now some of the myths was it was done like that in case it was flooded, but seeing very educational television programs on it since, it goes way, way, way back in medieval times when the peasants had strips of land allocated to it, to just one person. And when they were ploughing with horses and oxen, they had this strip of land, and it was ploughed many times in these furrows, ploughing in, and it developed a rise in the middle. So each one of those strips was a peasant's field, if you like. Another thing I remember is how my dad used to rotate the land, and probably they're still doing Alderness, and how he used to leave the land all winter to help to break the clay down. He would leave it fallow, and it needed less fertiliser because it was fallow. And of course in them days they would laugh now as us talking about organic, because everything was organic in them days. And I remember watching him. I remember being very dangerously, actually, but they didn't think of the dangers in those days, being recruited to ride on implements at the back. I was riding a hay rake when I couldn't reach the pedals, and I was also, would you believe, riding a binder when I was 11. Kept off school to ride a binder because the man hadn't turned up, and I was riding round on that land halfway to Withernsea on the left hand side coming from Holland, and I nearly fell off the binder and into it and went up with a chute and come out as a come out and got stoked. I also remember my dad still working with horses, not so much mainly in the big fields. We had the old fashioned Fords and tractors that you had to start, of course, with a handle. Not the standard Fords, not the high one, the old Fords. And he used those a lot. And he also used an old-fashioned Yorkshire plough for smaller bits. And he used to plough our garden and harrow our garden with a horse, with different implements. And I do remember him still keeping his old Yorkshire plough, which, of course, had the big wooden, shall we say, handles. And I've watched him many hours with his one horse ploughing.